All right, let's get to what happened week number 5 in the NFL, which is not over yet. Here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Monday, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Okay. Talked about it already on Friday about the Thursday night game, which started us off with a bang. Falcons beat the Buccaneers 36-30. Heck of a game in overtime. That started off the week right. And then, how about the day yesterday starting so early with the Jets and the Vikings in London? So it was a 9:30 a.m. start here where I was in Houston for the Bills game. It was an 8:30 a.m. start because they're an hour behind. So 8:30 in the morning, bam, watching this game. And, man, the Vikings all over the Jets early. Aaron Rodgers is just getting beat the heck up. He is so banged up right now. And the Jets just can't get off the mat, and the Bills cannot let them do that. We'll talk about that in a little while. We look ahead to our next game. But how about the Vikings? They're now 5-0. Sam Darnold, another really nice performance. Although I shouldn't say that. No, the Vikings with another nice performance. Darnold wasn't great, actually, in this game. 14-31, 179, and an interception. How about Aaron Rodgers, though? Two touchdowns, but three interceptions, including a pick six by Van Ginkel. Chicago Bears moved to 3-2. They beat the Carolina Panthers 36-10. Yeah, Panthers were a nice, cute story a couple weeks ago with Andy Dalton, but they couldn't really do much yesterday. Dalton only 136 yards passing. Caleb Williams 304 and two touchdowns. Bears now move to 3-2. Panthers drop to 1-4. Heck of a game in Cincinnati. We were watching that one throughout the broadcast, giving you updates, and I'm like, okay, Cincinnati scored again. They're up 10. Cincinnati was up 10 points on the Ravens at home. With 5 minutes to play, a little more than five minutes to play. Then Isaiah Likely scores a touchdown. Then Justin Tucker kicks a 56-yarder to send it to overtime. There was still a little time left. And then they go to overtime, and Justin Tucker wins it, 41-38. Lamar Jackson with a fantastic day, 348 and four touchdowns. I'm guessing today, I haven't seen it yet. I'm guessing today, maybe Josh, you can look this up for me, but I'm guessing today Lamar is kind of the odds, money odds to win the MVP. I'm guessing after yesterday's performance, he's moved ahead of Josh Allen and everybody else, but you can tell me. Although Derrick Henry, he could be up there too. 92 yards rushing and a touchdown. But man, how about the Bengals? Peesh. Joe Burrow had a great day, 30 of 39, 392 and five touchdowns. They just can't stop anyone. Couldn't stop the Ravens, and the Ravens just kept scoring on them. Bengals should have won that game, but instead they lose. Bengals drop to 1-4. Ravens move to 3-2. Remember, Ravens did lose to the Raiders early in the year after the Chiefs lost to open the season. You look at that division, 3-2 Baltimore, 3-2 Pittsburgh, 1-4 Cleveland, 1-4 Cincy. It's like a very big separation between them. We'll get to this Pittsburgh game in a minute. That was last night. But first, let's get to Jags-Colts. Jags get their first win of the year. 37-34 over the Indianapolis Colts. It's Joe Flacco who starts for the Colts. Throws for 359 and three touchdowns. I think he's better for their offense than Anthony Richardson is. Although Anthony Richardson has some incredible moments and high upside. Seems like that offense flows better when Joe Flacco is in there. Same thing that happened when Sam Darnold went in for Bryce Young. In the meantime, Tank Bigsby has kind of become the new Travis Etienne for the team that has Travis Etienne. 13 carries, 101 yards, 7.8 yards a carry, two touchdowns on the day. Trevor Lawrence throws for 371. Brian Thomas is sensational. Five catches, 122 yards and a touchdown. Remember that guy coming out? We all liked him a lot, but the Bills just, for whatever reason, didn't make a trade, couldn't make a trade to get that high, whatever it was. Brian Thomas, really excellent game. Gabe Davis, by the way, three catches, 38 yards. There's a lot of talk and rumors and stories and tweets about him and Trevor Lawrence getting into it on the sidelines. I've yet to see a video of it. Maybe someone has it, but haven't seen a video of that. But apparently, Gabe was getting after and had to be restrained from getting even closer to Trevor Lawrence. That was what people wrote. And then Trevor Lawrence threw a tablet down really hard next to, I don't know, something like that. Good times. And they won. They wound up winning, getting their first win. 37-34. Colts fall to 2-3. In the battle of teams that just can't move the football, the Dolphins and the Patriots play a 15-10 game. Dolphins wind up winning this one. Jason Sanders, 54. Jason Sanders, 32. Jason Sanders, 47. Then they get a Alex Ingold touchdown at the end of the game with, 4 minutes left in the game to win it 15-10. They were down 10-3 a little bit earlier. Okay. Well, total net yards. Miami did have 372 yards. Tyler Huntley threw for 194. They ran the ball decently. Wright, Mostert, Achan got hurt in that game. And did he have a concussion, maybe? I have to see. I don't exactly know what the injury was. I know he went out. And then the Patriots, 299 yards. All this talk about Antonio Gibson, but yet here's Ramondre Stevenson still out-rushing him. 12 carries for 89 instead of 6, only doubled up in touches running the ball. So Jacoby Brissett throws for 160 in this game, and there's talk that now Drake May will be starting next week when they play the Houston Texans. Okay, good luck with that. You never know, though. The two lowest scoring teams in the league, by the way. Hey, remember that? We talked about the over-under in that game was 36.5. Patriots-Dolphins, they scored 25.
Wow. That's
I told you it was going to be super low. It was even lower than I thought, and they scored 25.
Also, from what I found, the MVP odds have not updated yet.
Okay.
So
is Josh number one going into the week?
Actually, from what I closed out of the article, okay. I think it was Mahomes going into the week still.
Okay, maybe. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Allen was second. But
okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought it was Josh. Maybe in some books it is. Hey, the Commanders look amazing, don't they? They're 4-1, and the Browns look terrible. And Deshaun Watson looks terrible. And he has yet to throw for even 200 yards. Remember the Bills had a streak for like not having a 300-yard passer in a long time? Deshaun Watson hasn't thrown for 200 yards in a Browns uniform. Or at least this year. Maybe it's in a Browns uniform at all. But either way, this year in 5 games. And someone pointed out like it's the longest they've gone, even with all the other quarterbacks they had throughout all of their changes over the last 20 years since they became a team again in the 90s. Wild. They can't even run the ball now as well as they used to. They're just bad on offense. But hey, if you want to send the Bills Amari Cooper, I think a lot of people would like that. The Browns are 1-4, and there is dysfunction, it looks like, going on there between Stefanski and Deshaun Watson. But no dysfunction whatsoever. Jaden Daniels and the Commanders look amazing. I mean, 238 yards passing, 82 yards rushing. This kid has a lot of talent. We'll see. He's only started 5 games. Maybe teams catch up a little bit. We'll see. Broncos have an excellent defense, and then they scored some points yesterday. And Bo Nix was very efficient, 19 of 27, only 206 yards with 2 touchdowns. Broncos beat the Raiders 34-18. And, of course, Patrick Surtain with an incredible 100-yard interception return. And the Raiders, as we all predicted, would have some quarterback issues and struggles and question marks, and they still do. 34-18. Broncos 3-2. They're good. Broncos are pretty good. They have a really good defense. Raiders are 2-3. Big-time comeback by the Cardinals to beat the 49ers in an upset. 24-23, Cardinals win that game over San Francisco. Kyler Murray in that game, 19 of 30, 195 and a touchdown. Comes up big, though, at the end of the game. Hits Higgins with a touchdown with 11:25 left. Then they get the ball back. They kick a field goal to win it, 24-23. Brock Purdy, 244, a couple of interceptions. Brandon Ayuk went off, 8 catches, 147 for the San Francisco 49ers, who now drop to 2-3. And the Cardinals move to 2-3. They improved to 2-3. Packers came back to beat the Rams. They were down a little bit in this game. 24-19 is the final score. Looked like nobody wanted to win for a little while, but Jordan Love, 224 and a pair of touchdowns. Matthew Stafford, 260 and a touchdown. Kyron Williams, 102 yards rushing. Tucker Kraft with a long touchdown in this game. Yeah, there it is. 66 yards. Oh, and then another one. He had 7. He had 2 touchdowns in that game. All right. So the Packers move to 3-2. The Rams drop to 1-4. What are the Rams by the time the Bills play them in December? They get Puka back and Kupp, and are they the same team? Are they playing these guys? Are they looking to next year? What are they doing? I'm very interested in that. Giants with a huge win at Seattle, 29-20. Huge win. I mean, for the Giants here to get back on track and win a couple in a row here, really great for them, right? Because what did the Giants do last week? No, they lost on Thursday nights. Two out of threes. They beat Cleveland a couple weeks ago. But this is a nice win for them to go all the way out to Seattle, win a game 29-20. And how about Daniel Jones? He looked pretty good yesterday. 23 of 34, 257 and 2 touchdowns. But the game here was going to be won by the Seahawks. Field goal blocked, returned the other way for a touchdown by the Giants. Crazy. Crazy ending to that game. Giants win the game 29-20. Then last night, Cowboys beat the Steelers 20-17. A very late game. Stayed up to watch it 1 o'clock in the morning, basically, when it ended due to a lightning delay to start the game. 20-17. Cowboys beat the Steelers. And I'm going to have more for you on this in just a second when we come back. Actually, I was thinking of standing down on... I might do that still. All right, I got a couple stand downs this week. Sit up, stand down, coming your way. Dallas wins on basically almost a last-second touchdown. 20 seconds left. Tolbert catches it from Dak Prescott on fourth down. Pretty exciting end to a long NFL day. Cowboys 3-2, Steelers 3-2. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, and look ahead to the Bills and the Jets next Monday night.